Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. It's almost race day in Warren County. That means dozens of 8 to 20-year-olds from South Central Kentucky will gather tomorrow at Fillmore Park for what organizers describe as the third largest double elimination soapbox derby race in the world.
305.
Everything leading up to the 23rd annual BB&T All-American Soapbox Derby has to be done by the book, down to the race assignments you're currently hearing called out via drawing. That's because a win in Bowling Green means getting to compete at the World Championship in Akron, Ohio. There, everybody calls you champ, so says former Bowling Green winner and current race organizer Anthony LaPointe.
It sounds silly saying it now, but as a kid, it's being called champ everywhere you go, you kind of feel famous.
It's been a family affair for LaPointe, whose sister also raced and dad partnered with a friend to bring the race to Bowling Green in 1997, where racers used to go down what's now the Avenue of Champions on Western Kentucky University's campus. Now, they go down a permanent track at Fillmore Park. LaPointe estimates to be roughly 100 to 120 yards long.
It seems a lot longer when you're in the car. But you get up and you get going. I've heard that you can get up to 35 miles an hour.
It's a feeling LaPointe says he's glad to be able to share with racers in Bowling Green again after the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted last year's race. Still, organizing this year's was a struggle.
I started back in October trying to advertise the race. I took it out to the bowling alley and passed out candy and passed out flyers. And, you know, we did a lot of events like that, thinking that we're going to be able to have the race, but nothing got better.
After a pause in recruiting, it was decided the race would go on, meaning he and co-chair Jennifer Bailey only had a few months to recruit drivers.
It was stressful. It was really stressful. It's a lot of work because a lot of the community don't know about the Soapbox Derby. Kids that have raced years ago, they've aged out. So it's always a new group of parents and kids coming in.
Do you mind telling me your full name?
I'm Hannah Coulter, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Kentucky.
Hannah is one of 70 people that signed up to race in this year's Soapbox Derby.
Well, I first heard about it when I went to the park that they had there, and I got to see what they did there. It was really cool.
Hannah says it was a three-night project with her papaw to put together her car with all its pieces, like steering, cables, and brakes. Her mom, Jessica Coulter, says the family always encourages the kids to do whatever they put their mind to.
We hope that she wants to do this and that she wants to accomplish anything that she wants to do. My kid's very competitive, and so she wants to win. We told her to go in. It's our first race. We'll see how it goes. But she's been racing some of those boys down the hill and beating them lately.
Saturday, Hannah will be racing for all the marbles in the 200-pound cheetah print stock car she designed herself, complete with the red letters reading, "Eat My Dust." If she makes it to Akron, she'll be following in the footsteps of former racer Tyler Peterson, who won the world championship at the age of 15, and his sister, who placed second the year before.
It was a crazy feeling. Like when I popped up and I was hitting my brakes and stuff, and I looked back and I saw that my light had gone green, and I was like, is this really happening? Like, did I actually just do that?
Peterson, now 21, describes that experience winning on the world stage as surreal.
I see people from Canada, New Zealand, Japan. I mean, I see them from all over, and I'm just like, these are the best in their country.
Unlike Bowling Green, where you're not out of the competition until you lose twice, Akron follows a sudden death format, meaning you're out, you're out. However, as any drivers in this story will tell you, it's the fun that matters. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.